Hey, Kenny Pratt here. Thanks for joining me in this fourth of five sessions in the Effective Follow-Up Workshop. In this session, we're going to talk about those times when the prospective customer indicates a desire to rent, but doesn't need the storage for a week or more. So again, I know you're busy. If you're listening to the audio, pause for a minute, grab a piece of paper and a pen, take notes as you go. It'll make it a whole lot more efficient to get your ideas down as you're going along. Also, just a reminder, there's a written version of this session if you want to review or prefer to read instead of listen. And there's also a fast action workbook that goes along with this session to help you get your head in the game, help you figure things out, help you think through the concepts in this session. So now, without further ado, let's jump right in, kind of rock this thing. So in this situation where you've got this appointment or this commitment for, you know, out a week or more away, you know, congratulations are in order. You were able to help your prospective customer see the value of storing at your location, and you invited them to move forward in some way, and they took you up on the offer. Perhaps they reserved the storage space. Perhaps they really committed to coming to your location to finalize the paperwork. So this is all great progress, you know, but take a deep breath, roll up your sleeves just a little bit longer, because you still have work to do. So the follow-up we're discussing here in this session is just a little different than what we were talking about in the last session, because the rental is still more than a week off. Your prospect hasn't told you that they're still shopping around, but, you know, they might be. But instead, they've indicated some level of commitment to renting with you. And that commitment might be really solid. I mean, you might have it in the form of a deposit. But more likely, it's just in the form of some verbal indication to come down and check out your property or rent the space. You might have an actual appointment, and if you can get one, by all means, you should. You know, make it as specific as possible, get them as committed as possible. But in my observation, because it's more than a week out, you probably just have more of a kind of a vague idea, an approximate idea, when they're going to come in and actually finalize this whole thing, when they're going to move forward. So whatever the level of commitment is, you don't want anybody else to swoop in and steal your prospective customer. So you need to stay in the game. All right, so here are the recommendations. When the rental is more than a week away, I recommend that you follow up once with your prospective customer a couple days after that initial contact, because even though you think they're moving forward with you, they may still be shopping, or somebody else might jump back in the game with an email or a follow-up phone call or something, and you want to make sure you're still right there. You want to make sure they're committed with you, and you want to be able to respond to any other bumps in the road, any other prospective customers that are prospective competitors that are trying to vie for their business within the next couple of days. So you're going to jump in and recontact them a couple days after the initial contact. And here's where it gets just a little bit more tricky, so give me your full attention for just a second. If the prospect indicates that they will be renting sometime in the next month, you know, in the next 4 weeks, then you're going to want to contact them once per calendar week until they need the storage space. So during these interim contacts, you're going to be solidifying any vague appointments and hopefully turning them as much as possible into concrete appointments with a specific date and time. You know, the week they need the storage space, you're going to follow up with them the day before the appointment to confirm the appointment, just like we talked about in the last session. And if they can't keep their original appointment, then you use the opportunity to reschedule, just like we talked about in session 3. All right, so occasionally, though, you're going to have a prospect who is shopping and they're just way ahead of the game, and they're more than a month in advance of their need to store. And in this case, I would recommend that you follow up with them once a few days after the initial call, just like in the last scenario. And then again, you can space your timing out a little bit longer since their need to store is further away. So I'd say you'd keep in touch with them about once per month until you're within about 4 weeks of their need for the storage space. So once you get to that threshold, when you're about 4 weeks away, that's when you're going to jump into that once per week mode and really stay more closely in touch with them, because their need to store is coming up and you really don't want to lose the business after you've put so much work into it and you're getting so close to the finish line. You know, of course, these rules aren't hard and fast. There's really just no foolproof system that's going to allow you to turn off your brain. You know, these recommendations are intended to give you a starting point, but at the end of the day, you're just going to have to use your best judgment. you know, figure out what timing you think is going to work best and put those follow-up actions on your calendar. If you've not been very strong at follow-up before participating in this workshop, you might lack some confidence in your follow-up skills, and that's okay. But the natural outgrowth of that lack of confidence is that you'll be hesitant and will likely follow up too little. So I urge you to just experiment, to practice with coworkers, and to learn by real-world experience. You know, it's okay if you make a few mistakes. You know, it's just the way it goes. You're going to have to kind of fool around with it a bit. Don't worry about perfection at first. Just give it a go. So the best thing you can do if you're going to make a mistake in this case, while you're learning to kind of really dial in your follow-up skills, is to goof up by making too much contact rather than too little, and by following up too often rather than not often enough. So if you're going to be following up your prospective customers more than you're accustomed to, then the next question becomes, what in the heck am I going to say when I'm contacting these people? And this is where finding a legitimate reason for the contact comes into play, and it's really a lot easier than you think. The final follow-up call is the easiest because you're simply confirming the appointment the next day. But what about those interim contacts, those ones in the middle? Well, let me give you some ideas. So I'm going to give you 5 or 6 ideas here that will get you started. So number one, you know, one reason to call would be to check in and see if they have any additional questions or concerns. That would sound something like, hey, just giving you a call to see if you have any questions or concerns that come to mind since the last time we talked. So some variation on this theme can be used multiple times. So another reason to call or to contact them is to clarify a general time and make it a more specific time. And that would sound something like, hey Bob, I know you said you'd be coming in sometime in the middle of the week. Is there any chance we could firm up a day and time? Because I want to make sure I'm here and ready to give you my full attention when you come in and at a time that's convenient for you. So how about, can we figure out a time that's a little more solid? Okay, let's go on to a third alternative. So another alternative is to let them know that an even more desirable unit has become available. Maybe it's something closer to the front of the property, or maybe it's whatever desirable means to the prospect. If you can find something that meets their needs better, great. So that would sound something like, hey, I know we talked about a 10x10 storage space. Hey, I just had a space come available in the front row. And in my opinion, the front row is the most secure because I can see it when I step out of my office for any reason. And the people at the gate can see it before they even come onto the property. You know, would you like me to reserve that space for you? Or alternatively, would you like me to move your existing reservation? By the way, when did you plan on coming in? Because I'd like to make sure I'm available with my full attention when you come. Okay, so here's a fourth idea. How about a call that sweetens the deal? That's always welcome. So you might consider offering a coupon for one free box or some other small discount. That would sound something like, hey Sally, I know we talked about your storage space a few days ago. Just in case you're putting together your packing supplies, I just want to let you know that we have a new promotion where we're giving away a free box to all of our new customers. Are we still on for the storage rental next Wednesday? Okay, so let me give you another one. I got two more on tap here. So here's number 5. Rather than give boxes away, you might simply call them and let them know that you sell boxes less expensively or better quality than the Home Depot or whatever your big box retailer or competitive retailer is in your area. So that would sound something like, hey Jim, I forgot to ask you when we spoke last time whether you're still packing or looking for moving supplies. If you are, some people don't think of their storage place as a good place to get boxes, and I'm just bringing it up because our boxes are meant for moving and storage, and surprisingly, they're also less expensive than what you would find at the Home Depot or Lowe's. Also, I just want to confirm, are we still on for next Wednesday? Okay, number 6. And I'm sure you can come up with more, but I'm just going to give you one last idea. So another reason for calling could be to raise awareness about the importance of a high-quality lock. You know, that sounds something like, hi, Stuart, I just wanted to give you a quick call because I forgot to mention the importance of your lock in our conversation the other day. I thought you might be preparing your things for storage, and you might be looking for a new lock about now. You're welcome to bring in any lock you'd like, but I'd really recommend one of those high-security disc locks. You know, those locks, they're kind of hockey puck shaped. they're really the best deterrent to any theft or vandalism. You know, you can pick one up at Home Depot or Lowe's, and we also sell a really nice lock here if you just want to make it a one-stop trip. Are we still on for Wednesday 2 weeks from now? So there you have it. There's several examples, and I'm sure with a little effort you can come up with a bunch more. In each of these scenarios, what you're really doing is you're checking in with your prospective customer, and at the same time, you're attempting to firm up this appointment that may have been kind of loosey-goosey, a little bit vague and approximate, and try to make it as concrete as possible. You're also giving the prospective customer an opportunity to alert you if they found something else or if a competitor has grasped their attention. You know, you really want to know in advance about any problems. You know, you want to know well before the date the prospect needs the storage space if you need to jump into recovery mode because they started to abandon you for a competitor. So if you discover a challenge with the prearranged timing, then you're in a position to reschedule the time of day, and you're also in a position to change whatever might need to be changed to make sure this rental moves forward. All right, so like we talked about in the last session, you're going to make one last follow-up the day before the appointment or the expected rental. All right, so we just covered six reasons you might use for an interim follow-up call, and the last step in the process is just to confirm the appointment, just like we talked about in the last session. This follow-up usually happens the day before the appointment, and it's really very straightforward. You know, the recommendations about how to effectively follow up with your prospect the day before the appointment were covered in great detail in session 3. So if you haven't processed session 3, then after completing the fast action workbook for this session, you should go back to session 3 and get the tools you'll need, you know, for the follow-up that happens right before the appointment. So let's summarize and break it down step by step. You want to plan to follow up once a couple of days after the initial contact because they may still be shopping. You're going to calendar some follow-up calls once a month if the rental date is more than a month away. And you're going to calendar weekly follow-up contacts for when you're 4 weeks or less from the rental deadline, the approximate date your customer needs the storage space. You're going to use these interim contacts to solidify the actual date and time of the rental. You're going to confirm the appointment with your prospects the day before the appointment, so this will serve as a reminder and give you an opportunity to reschedule if necessary. And you're going to put each of these follow-up contacts on your calendar. And plan a reason for each of the follow-ups. If you can think in advance kind of what you're going to say in the next follow-up that's on your calendar, you'll be prepared mentally. When it comes time to follow up, you'll see it on there. You'll know what you're going to do. You won't hesitate to do it because you've already thought through the details. Just make it easy on yourself. Think it through in advance. You can brainstorm one of your own reasons, or you can borrow one of the reasons that I talked about or gave a few minutes ago. So make these follow-up calls and expect that the customers will be happy to reconfirm their commitment to storing with you. Just like I mentioned in the last session, your attitude is always very positive, and like you just completely assume with all of your attitude and with all of your tone of voice, etc., that this is going to happen. You're just trying to make it easy. If you discover that something's come up or that you misunderstood their needed storage, then simply just back up and start again as though you're setting the original appointment. Well, that does it. That wraps up session 4. For a good refresher and to get the most out of the session, go work through the fast action worksheets. And up next is the final session. And what we're going to talk about here is not really a specific scenario, but rather we're going to learn about how to go beyond the phone. I've been talking about this whole thing as though we're using the phone all the time, but we're going to talk about how you're going to go beyond the phone and leverage other communication tools like voicemail, email, text messaging to facilitate your follow-up efforts. So thanks for joining me. I'm Kenny Pratt, signing off until next time.